We got Muhammad actually on the line, who's calling in.
Okay.
He is with, who's he with again, Danny? You hook us up with the intro to Muhammad.
You're putting me on the
putting
spot.
Putting you on the spot.
Jeez, you have to come back to me. But he produced a movie, directed and produced a movie called A Tribe Called Love.
Not Tribe Called Quest.
Not Tribe Called Quest.
Okay.
I don't know why you go there every time. But yeah, we're going to talk to him about the movie and that he's bringing to Edmonton actually the same weekend as Mass Band Launch. So he's here on, I think, Friday.
Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. So on Friday he's doing a Q&A and then they're presenting it on Saturday at Metro.
All right, well, let's pipe him in right now. Muhammad, are you there?
Yes, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Good morning from the East Coast, I guess. Toronto, so yes.
Well, the center of the world is Edmonton, so.
Wow. Hey, I apologize for Greg. He likes to start fights. I apologize.
To be fair, I feel I can say that having lived in Toronto for so long, representing Flemington Park.
Okay.
Hey.
See, he knows. He's like, yeah, representing Flemo, Don Mills and Eglinton. That's right.
Yes.
One of the borrowers of Toronto.
That's right.
Hey, Toronto people, let's get back to Edmonton now.
Yes, let's get back to Edmonton.
So, Muhammad, do you want to...
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Do you want to explain for people that are looking, that are now hearing about it and would like to come see it, can you explain a little bit about the movie and why you have this movie and how did it come up and all the fun things?
Yeah, my film's called The Tribe Called Love. I wrote it and directed, and it's a retelling of a Romeo and Juliet story, but within my community, I'm East African, and in my community, we have a lot of tribalism issues and stuff like that, so this movie has to do with a lot of divisionness and people, you know, the community not being one, so that's what the film is about, but it's like... it has a little bit of element of Scott Pilgrim, so there's like animation. It's got a little bit of Spike Lee with the colors. There's a lot of elements that's in the film to push the story along. And the first half of the movie, there's a lot of first-time new actors. And in the second half of the film, there's a lot of seasoned actors that have been doing the craft for like over 10 years.
That's nice. So why did you think now is the time to bring up this movie?
Well, this movie should have been brought out a long time ago, but this is my my first film, and I knew my first film needed to be like a cautionary tale for my community. It needed to be a story for my community, and I've been working on this for like 14 years,
okay.
And as you guys know, it's really hard for movies to be made in Canada, so it's just... year after year, trying to get funding, and thank God, you know, we got funding 1 year, and the movie's been a love of labor for the past 2 years, and now people have come out and seen it. It was at Cineplex here in Toronto. Then it got extended because the community really supported it, and now we were just in Vancouver a couple of days ago, and next week we're going to be in Edmonton, so... Yeah, I'm really excited. And this is going to be our second time in Edmonton.
You were in Edmonton before?
Yeah, we were in Edmonton in February for a special screening. And the community really came out and supported that. And once it came out, the community was like, yo, like, there's a lot of people that haven't seen it. You should bring it back to Edmonton. And there we are.
Hold on a second.
We had no idea.
Hold on a second. How you come into my backyard?
Wow.
And didn't like even come knock on the front door of the house to say hey. I'm confused.
The February one was a special screening. There was an organization that invited us. We did it at the Metro Theater where we're having it again this week. So that was totally different. It was like an invite-only type of thing. It was a different thing. And now it's just this one. It's a more public thing.
Okay. Okay. Now, how long is the film?
It's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to come up on a commercial break here shortly. And when we come out of the break, we have a couple more questions about the film itself. Now, it's happening Kanye West weekend. Which you probably were unaware of that. But it's on the Friday, right?
Yeah. It's on the Friday.
So what we should do is you make this that like weekend. Exactly. So you saw your Friday at Metro, right? And then your Saturday, you're down at Righand in Leduc.
I'm there.
I think that's a complete weekend.
That's only fair.
Yeah. Your weekend's already planned, people, so...
I'm excited.
Now, are you going to be in Edmonton next Saturday as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Well, we'll talk more after this. Hold on. Don't go nowhere, okay?
All right.
All right. We're back here in the house. Mm-hmm. It is a weekend morning show. Big G with Danny in the house. We got Keon Kanye West here in the building with us. We got Muhammad on the line with us talking about A Tribe Called Love.
Not Quest. I know you want to say it so bad.
I do. I mean, how could you not? I mean, when you're my generation, A Tribe Called ends with
Quest.
100%.
Now, how do you come up with the name A Tribe Called Love?
A Tribe Called Quest.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And like, we had in the film, there's a lot of music in it, and we did have a Tribe Called Quest track in it, but we just couldn't get the rights for it, so we had to take it out. But we did have a song from A Tribe Called Quest in the movie, so yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Now, we have a ton of time with you, but can you give the broad strokes as to like where this is happening? What's the event going to be like? And how much are tickets? Where can people get tickets? How can they access getting to the event on Friday next week?
Yeah, so this is playing at Metro Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the tickets online at metrocinema.com. The movie is playing on Friday at 4:30 p.m. The movie is also playing on the 13th at 9 p.m. But I'll be at the Friday screening for Q&A. And this is an independent project, and it's a black film. It's an East African film. And in order for these projects, you know, to be made more, we need to go out and support it. There's really a feeling when you see people that, you know, that look like you on the big screen. And this is the first Somali film to come out of Canada. So it is a milestone. You're only going to see this in the cinema, you know, one time. So you might as well come out, enjoy it, be with the people, be with the community. And it's going to be an event.
Nice.
I was just going to say, you said this was like 14 years in the making. I hope it doesn't take another 14 to see a second movie from you.
Definitely won't be 14 years.
Good. Good.
Awesome. Well, hey, Muhammad, I'm glad you were able to get this project off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, if the screening will go well this week, and hopefully you might be able to bring it back for another screening later on for more people that might want to check it out and see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
how can we follow your work and your progress online?
You can follow us on our IG at A Tribe Called Love official movie.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow that, and that will have all the information and where the movie's going to go, that's going to have on our next projects and stuff like that. So, yeah, just follow us on our IG.
All right, cool. There's a question in the comment about our Facebook Live comment chat.
From?
A couple of comments from Andy Marshall.
Okay, let me check.
It's like shout out to.
Oh.
I can't really see that. Oh, shout out to the marathon on IG for bringing A Tribe Called Love to Edmonton before.
Love that.
Oh, I guess that's the previous guys that brought it in February.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, hey, listen.
And Andy, we better see what Carrie West on Saturday.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Weekend is booked.
The weekend is booked.
Andy, weekend's booked already.
Weekend's booked.
You can leave after.
Awesome. All right, Mohammed. Well, hey, listen. Thank you so much for riding with us a little bit this morning. We look forward to seeing you next weekend in the city. And, you know, look forward to seeing you guys sell the Metro and having a great time.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
No problem. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, that was Mohammed, producer, executive producer, director, writer.
Everything.
Everything.
I think he was in it. He has like a small scene
in it. A small scene, yeah. 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 Tribe Called Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your weekend's planned. The next weekend is a long weekend.
Yeah.
So I keep forgetting that.